Chapter 1. Sometimes I closed my eyes and tried to remember what it felt like to live in luxury. To have the cold silk sheets beneath my fingertips, the warm air on cool winter days, and the cool air on hot summer nights. All things I once had, albeit for a short time, and now could just barely imagine. I was happy, though, most of the time. And that was more than I could say for many of us. I didn't have much other than a roof over my head. Not a big one, or one I owned, but it was one I'd called home for the past 3 years, until my landlord slapped me with an eviction notice that said I needed to be out by the end of the month.
By the end of the month? How can they do that? My sister Vanessa asked, her voice a whisper before she raised it and looked at her husband. Can they do that? Is that legal?
They own the building, Adam said from the other side of the room.
He walked over to where we were sitting in front of the marble fireplace and plucked the paper from Vanessa's hand. We both looked at him as his eyes scanned the page, breaths held, waiting, hoping that maybe somehow he could find a loophole in the plethora of legal terms written on the page. When his eyes stopped moving and he shot a regretful look our way, my shoulders sagged once more. I let myself have a pity party for a few more seconds before getting up from the couch.
It's fine. I'll just have to start looking for a new apartment.
You can always stay with us, Adam offered. We have more than enough room.
Unlike my studio apartment in Washington Heights, they lived in a sprawling Brooklyn brownstone with 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths. They even had a backyard with patio furniture and a grill. I could move in with them for a while, but I wouldn't. Help wasn't something I accepted easily, even when it came from my sister and her gracious husband. I psychoanalyzed myself regularly enough to know that the issues I had with my dad were the reason I couldn't accept help.
At least until you get back on your feet, Vanessa added softly as she reached for my hand.
I looked at her hand over mine, her pale skin over my olive complexion, dainty pink manicure over bloodshed red. Growing up, I'd studied and mimicked her every move until I realized she and I weren't as alike as I thought. Although we were similar enough to finish each other's sentences and find humor in the same things. She was outspoken and kind. Her voice was marked with reverie, but never obnoxious. She was the kind of person who was always heard. I was the type to hide behind my silence. I'd been stumbling through life since I was 16, trying to find my footing and failing at every turn. Not much had changed. The only thing I could say had possibly changed was my defiance, my need to do things for myself, and I had my neighborhood to thank for that. Their drive was infectious. I met my sister's brown eyes and smiled.
I can't, I said.
Camila, please. You guys just buried your grandfather, the light of your life, as you said in your eulogy. The last thing you need is to worry about finding a new apartment, Adam argued.
His words sliced through me. Abuelo had been the light of my life. He'd picked me up so many times I'd lost count. Picked us all up. If my mother was the patchwork our family was made of, my grandfather had been the thread used to piece us together. But he was gone now, and I knew he wouldn't have wanted me to live my life in a perpetual state of mourning. So I compartmentalized my pain and shelved it.
I love you both, but no, I need to do this myself.
I left their place determined to make that happen. And when I got to Charlie's bar and saw the frustration in his face, I knew something needed to be done. Charlie lived in the same building and owned the bar across the street. It was a family bar passed down for generations and had been there for so long, it might as well have been a landmark. He'd inherited it from his father when he passed away last year. And though he was only 6 years my senior, he seemed to know how to handle the stress that came with being a business owner.
I'm sorry, I said as I settled into one of the bar stools across from him.
You're sorry?
He shook his head and let out a heavy sigh.
You just buried your grandfather, Camila.
I blinked away from him to the glass of water in my hands. I wished people would stop bringing that up today. The burial had taken place 3 days ago.
You need anything?
He asked, his voice soft, beckoning my gaze. I hated seeing sympathy in his brown eyes. If I'd been through 5 struggles in the past 10 years,